With the ongoing Israeli offensive in the West Bank, Palestinians are increasingly convinced that the real goal of the Sharon government is to destroy Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority and erase any hope of Palestinian statehood. From the Gaza Strip, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Erecting any building of consequence in Gaza, headquarters of the Palestinian Authority, has become an expression of hope over experience. Foreign aid poured in to build an international airport. An Israeli assault in response to suicide attacks left the project in ruins. The French and Dutch financed a new port for this spit of land that lies along the Mediterranean Sea. The port's administration building now leans to one side, bulldozed by the Israelis. There are small irritants, too, in this four-mile-wide strip. Israeli troops throw up huge sand mounds to block the roads. This one coinciding, according to guide Hossam El-Madoun, with the start of the siege of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's headquarters in Ramallah.
It is very new, but this is not the first time. They did it several times during the Intifada.
What Israel calls anti-terror measures, the Palestinians call an accumulation of humiliation. The situation leaves Gaza with no real working infrastructure and looking as if it's in a constant state of war. On agricultural land that borders Israel to the east, Palestinians say last month Israeli bulldozers laid waste to vast groves of fig, guava, and olive trees. Abu Hassam guides a truckload of dirt to a spot where he says he must rebuild following the Israeli foray. With the Palestinian Authority all but paralyzed, 45-year-old Abu Hassam says there is no one to compensate him and his neighbors for the loss of irrigation pipes and valuable trees.
Who will compensate? The Palestinian Authority? The Palestinian Authority is collapsing. And what kind of compensation you are talking about? This tree is 40 years old. But only 40 years will compensate it.
Huge tracks gouged the land where residents say Israeli tanks rumbled through. Piles of dried tree branches sit in what now looks like several acres of denuded land. Amna Abu Madin stands at the ridge of her son's property and says a column of heavy Israeli equipment descended on acres of olive trees below that produced $15,000 in income last year. She pokes her finger in the air and talks about the ruined fruit of her labors.
I lost my son. This tree which I raised like my son. It's the same value of my son. This is what I lost here.
Her daughter-in-law, 21-year-old Khaloud Abu Madin, says apart from the losses here, the human toll on the West Bank has revealed what she calls the Israelis' true intent.
After all of what they did to us, after the killing, the destruction, the bombardment, after all of this, we would be able to live with them in peace. They just believe that they should erase us, kill all of us. They don't want us here.
From the beginning, Ariel Sharon called the Oslo peace process a mistake and rode to office vowing to punish his nemesis, Yasser Arafat. Novelist and social critic Rajab Abu Saria says he is now convinced the Israelis had no intention of complying with the Oslo mandate to withdraw from the bulk of the West Bank. They want to exclude the West Bank from any settlement, he says, and relegate a Palestinian state to the small Gaza Strip. Saria says it may be one reason why Gaza has so far been spared in the current full-scale offensive of the last 13 days. Information Ministry General Manager Hossam El-Kashif says not only is there no longer a peace process, he says the situation is now worse than at any time in the more than half century of conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians.
The people here in Gaza and West Bank said this is more than 48 war, more than 67 war, more than all the years of the occupation, more than the first Intifada. Ask anybody, he will tell you that.
In Gaza refugee camps like this, thousands who once earned a living in Israel now struggle with no work since Israel sealed the Gaza border. Coffee shop owner Mohammed Ayash, who has spent his 30 years in Camp Nuzarat, says a new kind of despair has taken hold.
قصة انك انت قاعد بت يعني حاولنا انه نصير كدولة.
We tried all of our lives to have a state, to be free, he said. And the moment we believed our dream was about to be achieved, we find everything is disappearing. Even our laughter, Ayash says, is no longer from the heart. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Gaza.